Hello and welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. If this one sounds a little bit different to normal, if you're not watching the video version, that is because I'm actually out and about for this episode. I'm walking through the streets of Edinburgh and I'm on my way to a game shop, which is actually closed now, but I'm staying for an extra day on Saturday so I can go and check it out then. So join me on this little adventure as we go and try and track down this shop. But the main point of this podcast, or at least what I wanted to talk about in it, is actually all of the many, many different projects that I've got going around in my head, going on, half finished, some that I haven't even started yet. And basically, what I want to do with Retro Break as well, I kind of want to turn it into more of a multimedia company rather than just a video thing. So I want to do a lot of other things to kind of grow and to get in touch with the rest of the community. I want to do more with game development, of course. I want to help out with shops too. One of my friends has actually just opened up a shop in Birmingham and I kind of promised him I would help out a bit. And while I went down there to talk to him, I was getting so excited with all of the ideas and all of the plans that he has for the shop. And that kind of got me thinking that I would love to have my own shop again someday. That's probably not going to happen. Maybe it'll just be a market, one of the retro markets. But I wonder if the shop's up there, maybe. I just realised I don't actually know where the shop is anymore because I'm using my phone to record this. But I think it's over here somewhere. Oh, let's kind of look down there. Or it might be down the next row. It's called Backtracks Entertainment. Anyway, so back on the topic of projects, obviously there's games that I want to make. So if you listen to some of my earlier podcast episodes, I talked about some of my various projects over the years and various half-finished projects as well. So there's still a lot of them that are floating around on the computer. But most recently, could be over there. Let's cross over. So most recently, I kind of scrapped the idea of working with... Oh, we can go up there later, go and have a look at the castle. So I kind of scrapped the idea of working with Unity and instead I've been getting back into Game Boy development, which I think makes a lot of sense for me considering I do a lot of videos about Game Boy homebrew games. I'm friends with a lot of the developers and things like that, so I think that would be something that I should get into a lot more. So I'm going to think about starting to look at C programming again in the near future. Well, I kind of already have started looking at it a bit. So I was doing a course called CS20, or CS50, sorry. I don't know whether you've heard of that or not, but I actually tried to do that course about 5 years ago now, just after in my second year of work, when I was kind of looking at getting into programming a bit more. But I kind of gave up after just a few weeks and I've no idea where I am. I think I've gone around in circle. I'll carry on down here and then take the next turn in and check that street because I haven't found the shop I'm looking for just yet. But yeah, I took this course called CS... I think I've gone back around myself. I'm back here again. I took this course called CS50, which is kind of a computer science introduction degree sort of thing. And I gave up on that after a few weeks back in the day. So I decided a few weeks ago to pick that back up and try and do that again. So I've been looking through the different lectures basically and taking notes and stuff. I haven't really tried to actually program anything, but I did open up GBDK and I did actually understand it this time, because that's something else that I'd tried in the past and kind of failed at getting to grips with it. So I've been following a lot of tutorials online and trying to just understand what it's all about. So that's been really interesting. So I've been trying to do that more and more recently. And I found some great YouTube videos, which I'll put in the description for the podcast. So you can go and check them out if you want to try and get into Game Boy development yourself. I haven't really decided what the game's going to be yet, but I'm really excited about the idea of having a game out there on the store, or well, just out there on the internet on itch.io, and it would be incredible if I could get as far as making a physical version of it and stuff. But that is where I had my dinner just now, so I've definitely gone round in circles and back here again. And that is my office over there, that's why I'm down here in Edinburgh. But I don't know where this shop is, let's try a different street. I might just end up going to the castle and just coming back to have a look at this shop when I can open the maps again. But let's head down here for now. So where was I? Yeah, Game Boy development. So it's still very early stages, but I am very excited to get stuck into it. I was planning on using Game Boy Studio, but I thought in the end actually using GBDK would be better for me, because it will help with my programming skills, which will obviously help with work and help with loads of other projects that I want to do, which I'll get onto a little bit later on in this podcast. So that's kind of the games side of things. There is one other thing as well, actually. I did start to remake the Super Donuts game and put it on the PC instead. So that is another thing that I was attempting to do. I didn't really get very far with that because there's a lot of problems with the physics behind the game, which I can't really fix very easily. So I kind of gave up on it. There you go. If you're watching on YouTube, there's the castle. So yeah, Super Donuts PC, maybe not happening. At least not for a while. If we go this way, we can go up a nice big road and see the castle. Let's go over here. There it is. Sorry if you're just listening to this, but it is a really nice view, and my hotel that I had last time was just opposite as well, and it was really nice. The hotel I've got now is quite a way down there, but still really nice to come and walk around while it's still light. I think I've got about an hour of light left until it goes dark, so it's just cool to see that. Anyway, Super Donuts PC probably isn't happening because it's going to be way too much work to get it to work properly. And then, of course, I had a few other little game ideas that I was floating around. I wanted to try and use Construct. I wanted to try and use Game Maker Toolkit. There was all sorts of different ideas that I had, and I just haven't got the time, really. And there's a lot of half-finished projects on the computer. But obviously, Retro Break, the main point of it is the videos, and I've got a whole load of video ideas. I've actually got over 300, maybe even more than that, so I'm set for quite a long time, let's just put it that way. I don't think I'm going to run out of ideas anytime soon either, so Retro Break's not going anywhere. I do want to try and slow down a bit with the upload so that I can focus on some of the other things, but that kind of brings me back to the point of, what is Retro Break? What do I want it to be? Do I just want it to be YouTube videos, or do I want it to be something more than that? And I think I know the answer. I don't know how I can do all this by myself. I think that's the problem. I want it to be a video company. I want it to be a game development company. I want it to be a game reviewer. I want it to be someone who helps with gaming markets and gaming stalls and shops and things like that to get my name out there a bit more. I don't know. I think I just need to try and focus a bit more, honestly. I want it to be a podcast, obviously. You're listening to this right now. I want to write books. I've got so many ideas for different books that I want to write. It's all a bit overwhelming, and I think I need to sort of stop, take a step back and sort of prioritize, basically. What do I want Retro Break to actually be? And am I going to be able to hold my breath while going up this hill and still be able to talk to you guys? So, yeah, I have a lot of ideas, a lot of plans. And so the book that I just mentioned, I actually started writing. Well, actually, there's three books. One of them I started writing way back in like 2014 or 15, and it's called Retro Game a Week, just like my old videos were. And it was basically going to be one retro game for each week of the year. So it was going to be 52 games in a book, and the idea was in that week you would read about the game and then you could go and play that game. I think I'm going to have to go and find somewhere to sit down to carry this on, because I'm getting a little bit out of breath. Right, I didn't find anywhere to sit down, but I thought I'll start again now just because of how cool this area looks. Look at this. This is apparently called Old Town, and you can see the really nice historic buildings. And my boss was telling me as well around here that they actually go from this level. It looks like there are only three stories, but if you're on the other side and you look up, it's about 13 stories worth of buildings. And the further down you go on the other side, they get older and older as well. Anyway, back on topic for the podcast. So I was talking about writing my book, but as well as writing for the book, there's also writing for my website as well, which I want to try and take a bit more seriously. And as well as writing for my website, well, let me talk a bit about my website and then I'll talk about some of the other plans that I've got as well. So as I was saying, as well as my own website, there's also the website called GB Studio, which is a website that I've just signed up to, where basically they're going to take my video reviews for the homebrew games and turn them into articles for their website. But as well as that, I also want to try and write some more articles on my own site as well. And I also want to do some original stuff for them as well, so it's not just repurposing my videos that already exist, basically. I want to do some original things for them too. Keep going over here, see what we can find. I want to try and find a park or something so I can sit down and catch my breath. There must be somewhere around here with some green space. I think I've given up looking for that shop I was looking for. I lost that ages ago. So, yeah, this is actually really nice. I've never come down this side of Edinburgh before. Like I said, it's Old Town, and wow, the architecture on these buildings is amazing. And the cobbled streets as well. So cool just to think that some of this is thousands of years old. It's just crazy. So yeah, writing. I love writing, I always have done, and I would love to do more of it, basically. And so what is that? I've talked about games, talked a little bit about videos. Yeah, like I said about the videos, I want to start doing some bigger projects as well. So I love doing the retrospectives, so if I could do some bigger ones in the future. Obviously, if you've been following me for a while, you'll know about the quintet retrospective that I want to make, and I'm super, super excited to finally be able to actually do that one. I can't wait to start making that. Talking about writing, that's something I've been writing for years and years at this point. Literally, I've been writing it for about 10 years, and I still feel like I've barely scratched the surface of what I actually want to talk about. Wow, look at that cathedral. That is amazing. If you're listening to this on the podcast app, definitely recommend you go and check out the YouTube video after. Wow, look at that. And that statue too. Look at the details on there. Wow. I love just walking around, let's see. 1806 to 1884. There you go, and there's the cathedral to go with it. How cool is that? Unfortunately, my hotel is nowhere near anywhere interesting like this. It's on the other side. And there's actually some dates on those stones as well, going all the way back to 1430. Yeah, quintet retrospective, back on topic. I got so engrossed with the research behind the quintet retrospective that I ended up going on this website that makes kind of flowcharts. Or more like, it's a way of combining things together, so you can sort of, you can link various different attributes together. So I basically started all the way from before the company was even formed. So I went right the way back to, there we go, got some nice background music. I went right the way back to, when the company first started, and went all the way back to what the individual people who started the company, I went right back to see what games they'd actually worked on in the past. So I went all the way back to like the beginnings of things, like the beginnings of Falcom, and not just Falcom as well, I went back to things like the beginning of Ancient, of course, which is Yuzo Koshiro's company. So Ancient, Falcom, there was a few other weird little Japanese companies that no one's ever heard of. So I went, I might even be able to get to the sea, it's just down there. that'd be nice, we can go and sit by the beach. So yeah, I went right back to find out where all of these different developers got their beginnings with making games, and it's been such an interesting journey to revisit some things that I had never even heard of before. So that was really cool to find all that out. And then, as well as just Quintet's games, I've also been trying to piece together all of the various companies that span off from Quintet over the years, and I'm actually trying to track down all of their games as well and understand this crazy complex puzzle to piece all these different things together. And it's been such an interesting journey, and honestly, I still think that video is a few years away. If you have a look at my notes, I've got about 60 notes and loads of different folders and things just for that one video alone. And I think people are going to absolutely love it when it comes out. I mean, I don't expect it to do very well views-wise, because I know people aren't super interested in that topic. But I also know that it's something I really care about. And that is half the challenge, is just making something that you care about so much that even if not many people watch it, at least it's something I can be really proud of. And I know a lot of people have actually been waiting for it because it's taken me so long to make it. So hopefully it does really well when it comes out. I'm going to make it the best video that I can. I'm going to make sure it's scripted properly. I might even, because it means so much to me, I might even hire an editor to edit it rather than me. So it's actually like a professional production. But that is like a long-term plan. Let's go this way. Let's see what's down here. So yeah, that's like a long-term plan that I've got. And as well as that, there's also a few other big videos. And then of course there's all the homebrew stuff that I want to keep doing over and over again. And they will never end, as well as pickups videos. They're not going anywhere. But I also want to do more interesting little history kind of videos and more simple retrospectives like the Yumihara Kawase one. And let's see, what else? So I've talked about games, talked about videos, talked about writing, talked about the website. I haven't talked about my website. That's another project that I'm working on as well. So yeah, my website, if you haven't had a look yet, it's called retrobreak.co.uk. And basically on there, it just links out to everything. It links out to all of my projects that I've already made. But as well as that, I also want to make something on the website called Game Boy Cosmos, and that is going to be a huge undertaking. That's actually what I was working on the train on the way up here. So yeah, Game Boy Cosmos, basically I'm building this database in the background and using this database to kind of piece together all of the information for all these games that are on there. Let's just skip past them. So yeah, this database I'm pulling together is mainly going to be about homebrew and kind of the fan scene behind everything that's going on. So I'm going to have people's names, I'm going to link out to their websites, I'm going to link out to their Twitter pages, and basically it's just going to be this all-in-one solution to find out everything going on in the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance scene, and I really can't wait for that. And I'm kind of going to tie that back into doing all my video reviews as well, by having a video to go alongside each game on the app. And I think that's something that people will find really, really useful. And I have no idea where I am, and I have no idea how I'm going to get back to the hotel. I was hoping to find somewhere to sit down, but I've just been walking around the whole time. I will come back in just a second. I'm just going to double check on the map and see whether I can actually find somewhere to go. So I went somewhere that I thought was a park, judging by how it looked on the map, but if you can see up there, the park is a few thousand feet in the air and it just looks like a vertical cliff. So maybe there's somewhere for me to sit at the bottom of it, so we'll go and find out. Wow, yeah, so much for there being a park here. Have a look at that, if you can make that out on the camera. Wow, it doesn't look that much because I'm on the wide angle view, but that is massive. Wow, let me try and use the other lens. Here we go, so this is what I thought the park was. Yeah, I'm not climbing up that. Although, maybe there's a park over there, but not sure. Or I can carry on that way. Shame there's no seats around here anyway. I kind of found a park. I found this interesting looking place with these like concrete steps to sit on. So this will do to wrap this episode up. I'm in a really nice part of Edinburgh now. I've walked for about 2 miles, so my feet are really hurting me. I got these new shoes the other day, and my feet are not happy, so I'm just going to sit here for a little bit and wrap this podcast / random walking around video up. So how am I going to end this? Like, this whole thing's been kind of about what I want Retro Break to be about and what I want to work on, really, as well. And at the end of the day, I just want to work on things that I'm interested in and things that I hope, at least, that people will find entertaining, that people will find useful. So if you think about it like that, the games are for entertainment, the videos hopefully are for useful, and then the podcast and things like this are more for just my personal enjoyment and to, you know, make sure I'm doing something every now and then that's just for me and not for worrying about the algorithm or worrying about what specific people want or need. So that's why I'm letting this episode ramble on a bit, because really I just want this to be just me chilling out while I'm on my own in a city, and I can take in some nice views and kind of talk about what I want to do in life and what I want to do with my company and the channel. And do I want this to become like a full-time thing in the future? I hope so. I mean, I'm quite happy with my job. Obviously, it lets me travel to nice places like this, and it pays me well, and I'm getting new experiences. And because I'm pretty much sure that no one at work is going to listen to this far into the podcast, I've actually been looking at other jobs as well in the development space, like app development, programming, SharePoint, Microsoft 365, all that sort of stuff. So career-wise, I want to focus on that, but outside of that, I just want to, I don't know why, I just have something inside me that just makes me want to create things. It's almost taken over my life at this point. Literally every single minute after work, I'm always thinking, what can I work on next? What can I do for Retro Break to, you know, get it out there into the world, to get it to the next level? Whatever that next level may be, I haven't really figured that out yet, but I just know I want to keep creating things for as long as I can. And I really hope that you guys are along for the journey as well, because I am making, like I said, I'm making 90% of this stuff for you guys. So let me know whether you appreciate all this. Also, go and join my Discord, where the majority of my community is now, and they are fantastic. They always have such interesting conversations. I've got game developers in there, I've got other YouTubers in there, I've got podcasters, I've got just general retro gaming fans. Such an awesome community, so many really talented people, and I'm so glad that I have managed to bring them all together as well, and I could not be happier about that. So I think I'll wrap this episode up here. I know I've probably rambled on way too long, but I hope you enjoyed listening. I especially hope on YouTube that you've enjoyed coming along for this walk with me. And maybe I'll do a little bit more footage on the way back to the hotel now, so you can see some more places. Anyway, thank you so much. If you enjoyed this and you want to support me on whatever I end up turning Retro Break into, go and check out Patreon. I've got nearly 30 Patreons now, which is amazing. And hopefully I can say that in a year's time and look back and think that 30 was such a small number. But honestly, I am incredibly grateful for everyone there, and I know I haven't been uploading as many regular videos as I promised, so thank you all for sticking with me. I really do appreciate your patience and your patronage, obviously. I've been going through a lot in life recently as well, and I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do with myself, really, and I hope that you're all along for the ride. That's it for now. Take care, and I'll speak to you and see you all again very soon. Goodbye.